This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Two offensive stars of a generation ago were elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame Tuesday. One was nearly unanimous, while the other squeaked by in his last year of eligibility. A year ago, Yankee closer Mariano Rivera made history as the first Baseball Hall of Famer elected unanimously. Tuesday, Rivera's teammate and captain, shortstop Derek Jeter, fell a single vote short of matching the feat. In his first year on the ballot, Jeter appeared on 396 of 397 ballots cast by members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. It's the second highest mark in Hall history, setting up a visit to Cooperstown this July. For Jeter, now the Miami Marlins owner, it's a career capper 5 years after he left Yankee Stadium for the last time.
It was not a relaxing day. There was a lot of anxiety. I was nervous. Sitting around waiting for a phone call is something that is completely out of your control. And once you get the phone call, I don't even know if I said anything for a while because it is the ultimate honor, and it's a very humbling experience. And to be elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame is truly a dream come true.
The 3-2. That one's drilled deep to left field. Going back, Joyce, looking up.
Jeter was the face of the game over his 20-year career. He won 5 World Series, made 14 All-Star teams, and played an astounding 158 playoff games. In a career that included a minor league stint in Albany in 1994, Jeter went on to hit .310 while stroking 3,465 hits, 6th in baseball history. Is he bothered by falling one vote short of matching Rivera?
I look at all the votes that I got. And it takes a lot of votes to get elected in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, trying to get that many people to agree on something is pretty difficult to do. That's not something that's on my mind. I'm just extremely excited and honored to be elected.
Jeter had votes to spare, but fellow inductee Larry Walker didn't. And Walker was out of years, too. Needing 75% of the vote to reach baseball immortality, Walker jumped 22% in his 10th and final year on the ballot and got in by 6 votes. Walker is the second Canadian-born player to make it to Cooperstown, and he'll be the first former Colorado Rockies player in the Hall. Earlier in the day, Walker tweeted that he did not expect to get the call.
I was literally 90 seconds from probably saying, okay, because I had it, you know, when they're going to call, a roundabout time, and that time had come and gone. And it was a few minutes after that when the call actually came, as close as I was to just saying, okay, let's just go watch the rest of the induction stuff on TV. And then that number popped up on the phone. And, you know, I think I uttered the words, oh, shit. and just went, oh, then maybe an oh, my God, and oh, you know, whatever it was before I actually answered the phone and said hello. And then just to hear them ask, if they could speak to Larry Walker, and like I say, the rest was just like almost in disbelief to hear him say that you didn't come up short this year. You passed the 75% threshold, and welcome to the Hall of Fame.
Walker, who hit .313 during 17 seasons with the Expos, Rockies, and Cardinals, won the 1997 National League MVP with 49 homers. He was a 3-time batting champ and won 7 Gold Gloves in the outfield. Controversial Red Sox and Diamondbacks great Curt Schilling fell 20 votes shy in his 8th year on the ballot. Steroid-era Giants Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds each had 61% of the vote. Players need to earn 5% to stay on the ballot. While Walker is likely to go into the Hall as a Rocky, there's no debate about the logo on Jeter's plaque. Jeter grew up a Yankee fan and played 2,747 games his entire career in pinstripes.
That's the one thing that I always wanted to be remembered as, was to be remembered as a Yankee.
The induction ceremony is July 26th in Cooperstown. For WAMC News, I'm Ian Pickus.